Now, Northamptonshire's reservoirs and lakes can be a picture of beauty and home to all kinds of animals. But in one part of Northampton, old TVs, bicycles, shopping trolleys, you name it, they've all taken residence in a once-loved lake. Now, a project to restore Billingbrook Lake is well underway, and it expects to return the water, which has been polluted and covered in old household waste, to clarity. BBC Radio Northampton's reporter Kerry Norman went to find out more.
So I'm here at Billingbrook Lake, and as you can hear, construction is starting today. I'm outside the Kingfisher Lake, where on the face of it I can see a lot of mud and gunge on top of the lake, as well as household waste, rubbish. Alongside the wildlife, there's a lot of ducks I can see, some swans, some birds flying around, and in front of me they're actually dredging from the bottom of the lake and bringing up a lot of gunge, a lot of mud, a lot of waste from the bottom of the lake, by the looks of it, a lot of tissue.
I'm Nick Hartley, I'm the Managing Director of Epsford Environmental. The Billingbrook runs through three lakes within this area, and they're all quite urban lakes. They're all suffering from very similar problems. They're very heavily tree lined, a lot of sedimentation, and ultimately they're becoming quite unsightly, quite unenvironmental. It doesn't really work as a watercourse anymore. There can be problems with flooding, there certainly is problems with water quality, and also from a health and safety perspective, you know, deep silt and deep sediment can be dangerous for the local community. I think on this project we're trying to use reused materials and also trying to create in the region of 6,000 to 7,000 square metres of new habitat, and preventing the off-site disposal of around 5,000-6,000 tonnes of material. So it becomes a very sustainable and also economically viable solution.
My name is Andy Sadler. I'm a catchment coordinator for the Welland and Nene catchment for the Environment Agency.
Why is it so important to be doing it now?
It's really important to be doing now. I think the community has got a great interest in in here, and it's been in a very sorry state for a number of years now. So it's very important for the community to do that. The Environment Agency has got responsibilities for improving water quality, and we follow a directive called the Water Framework Directive, which means that we have targets to hit, and this is all playing that part in meeting those targets. So the aim of the project is to improve water quality, it is to improve the amenity benefit for the local community, and it is to improve the ability for the council to maintain it so it keeps it in such a great state. And we're really excited and really proud about this project.
Hello, I'm Diane Finney. I'm retired. I live on Lumber Tubs, which is part of this area.
So how important is it to the residents that this project is happening right now?
Very important. The lakes have been very dirty, very smelly, because they've not had the attention they needed over the last 47 years.
Yeah.
I've been here 46 years, and my children played here, and now my grandchildren play. Although I wouldn't let my grandchildren go near the lakes like my children did, because of course it was clean 40 odd years ago. So anyway, I am really delighted, and as is everybody who lives on these estates.
Almost half a century without that much in the way of attention. But now the work is going on the Billingbrook Lakes area, now being restored to tranquility and the beauty that lots of people, I know, find pleasure from. Funding from the Northampton Borough Council, the Mick George Skips Community Fund, the local community and the Environment Agency have all meant that the project can now go ahead after such a long time, much to local residents' delights. And that report, of course, from Kerry Norman.